Hello, welcome to Unequal. Oh, yeah, that was right. Lost my mind.
Yeah,
there.
That was right. Yeah, yeah.
That's the name of our podcast. Good. Mm-hmm. Hello and welcome to Unequal Sequel.
Extra.
Ding dong, King Kong, Godzilla, baby.
Yay.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Unequal Sequel Extra, the podcast where we celebrate sequels. The
yes,
good,
we do.
The bad. We don't celebrate the bad. We put them down like they're meant to.
We commiserate the bad.
We talk about the bad and everything else in
and
between.
And the ugly, yes.
And the ugly and the dream sequels.
Mm.
We're doing a review episode today because we're very much in sequel season at the moment. They're coming thick and fast, right?
Yes, yes.
In the last few weeks, we've had Frozen Empire and Kung Fu Panda 4. We're now on to the other Empire film that came out literally on the same day as all the rest of these sequels. And it is Godzilla times Kong, or
yes.
Godzilla and Kong, or Godzilla with Kong, whatever the X means. The collab. They collab together. They team up. The team up movie.
Crossover, baby.
Crossover. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Godzilla, crossover Kong, colon, the new empire.
Yes.
Now, exciting stuff, guys, because one of us, not saying who, is excited for this film. It's not me.
Yeah.
I was being sarcastic. Rich, what's the synopsis?
Big monster smashy smashy. End.
Come on now.
Oh, I don't care, Dave.
What are the big monsters trying to smashy smashy? There are some human
There's,
characters.
Okay, right. So I've seen Godzilla versus Kong. I've seen none of the other movies.
This is also
and
really
the only
brilliant.
Reason I've seen Godzilla versus Kong is because George really wanted to watch it, so I agreed to watch it with him. And when I came home from this one yesterday, he asked me what it was like, and I said, it was rubbish. And he said, you always say that about kaiju movies.
I love it that he knows the word kaiju.
Yeah, he's well into kaiju.
This is
great. He's fully like...
Get him on the podcast. Get him to celebrate it with me.
And I was like, no, I like Shin Godzilla. That's a kaiju movie that I like.
Yes, but it's also a very different Godzilla film to this Godzilla film.
It is, yeah. So, anyway... in this movie, there is some sort of world underneath the earth, which makes no fucking sense, which is where big monster dudes live. And it's where Kong is currently living. And Godzilla is living up on earth, curled up in a ball in the Colosseum for some reason.
Got to keep them apart.
Yeah, got to keep them apart again for some reason.
They're alphas, Rich. Come on.
I don't care, Dave. But yeah, it turns out that there's another layer underneath the layer underneath the earth. And there's more Kong-like creatures who live under there. But they're baddies. And they want to destroy the earth with a version of Godzilla that's icy. And yeah, so Kong and Godzilla have to team up to fight these baddies. It's so fucking stupid. I can't even bring myself to talk about it.
This is the worst synopsis you've ever done.
It's not. It's true, though.
This is bad.
That's actually what happens. I'm just going to do what you do and read him off of IMDb in future.
What does the one from IMDb say then?
The one from IMDb said, you think mine's the worst synopsis ever.
Okay.
Check this out. Two ancient titans, Godzilla and Kong, clash. No, they don't. In an epic battle. No, there isn't. As humans unravel their intertwined origins and connection to Skull Island's mysteries. None of that happens.
It's not excellent either. Now, is that the film's fault? No.
No. The synopsis is not the film's fault. Do you know what? Of the, it's fine. Okay? It's fine. It's not my thing. It's not my thing at all. I didn't really know what was going on half the time.
He didn't.
I found it really annoying that literally not a single human person does or says anything. The humans... There didn't need to be any dialogue in this movie. Genuinely.
At one point there isn't.
There didn't need to be any in the whole movie. They could have just done it with like flashback news reports. Could have been the only dialogue. We wouldn't have needed anything else. Yeah, I didn't know who anyone was. I saw that's not true. I knew who Rebecca Hall, Brian Tyree Henry, and the little girl were. I didn't know who anyone else was. I was really confused, thinking they'd been in other movies. Turns out they hadn't. I hadn't missed any of that. And yeah, big monsters, smashy, smashy.
I have to paint a picture quickly. We did this together. We went and watched this together.
Yeah.
And I
made me do
good.
Two of my dislike things. You made me go and watch a movie.
To the cinema with me?
No. You made me go and watch a movie that's all big, smashy, smashy. And then you made me go and watch it in 3D.
Yes,
which
I
also
did,
hate.
Baby. Yes, I did. Big, smashy, smashy in IMAX 3D. And I can vouch for Rich. He did keep looking at me and going, what the fuck, basically, for most of this film. And at the end, he asked me a few questions, like who the characters were. Have they been in other films? I was like, no, yes, yes. Back in the first one, blah, blah. And he's like, what other films are connected to this? I was like, well, there's the Godzilla, and then there's Skull Island, and then there's Kings of the Monsters. And then I told him about Monarch, the Legendary of Monarch, wherever it is on Apple TV. And he was like, okay.
I'm out.
He was never in. I really want to see this in 3D. Cause,
I still maintain the best bit of 3D is the countdown from 1 to 10 at the start of any IMAX
movie.
It is
great.
That's the best bit.
I thought this really works in 3D. Smashy, smashy, fighty-fighty, you know, a lot of things, like, monsters.
It did what it said
good.
The tin. I wasn't disappointed in any way. You know, it genuinely isn't a movie for me, but...
Oh, I know that.
But I will also say it's reasonably entertaining for what it is. And whilst I could have done without seeing it in 3D, it wasn't terrible. The thing that annoys me about 3D is it feels really fuzzy around the edges.
Well, you didn't have to wear your glasses with it. You made the
no.
I
wore contact lenses.
You wore contact lenses. Mm. I didn't. I've got a bit more of history on these films than you. Obviously, I've watched them all.
Yeah.
From the start, the Godzilla one, which is it's very different to what these are now. I feel. I mean, it's a bit smashy, smashy, but it feels more grounded for some reason, a bit more serious.
It feels more serious because in this one, there's an upside-down world under the Earth that somehow has fucking daylight. It's underground. How's it got daylight?
I'm not
quite
sure where the daylight comes from, and I've watched the Apple TV series. Skull Island, I stand by. I think it's a great film, the introduction of Kong with Samuel Jackson and Tom Hiddleston and Brie Larson. I really like that film. The monsters are really good. It actually delivers what it says on the tin. You know, an island full of monsters. Unlike Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, that's got no Ghostbusters. Anyway, let that go.
Or Frozen Empire.
I went to the press screening of Godzilla Kings and the Monsters. I reviewed it for Jump Cut Online. I hated that film.
Okay.
I really hated it. And mainly because there's two sets of people that I think you either expect to be smashy, smashy, don't think about human characters.
Mm.
And the human characters in the second film are shockingly bad. Like, awful. The whole bad people making bad choices for the whole thing. It's awful. And the way they get rid of Sally Hawkins, I'll never forgive in that film.
Sally awful. Hawkins is in it?
Yes.
Christ. Okay.
She's in the first two films.
Oh, wow. All right.
In the second one, she gets squashed by an iceberg and no one blinks an eye, Rich.
Well, that's ridiculous. She's, Sally Hawkins. Yeah. Everyone should be crying Hawkins. Their fucking eyes out.
They should be. And then in the third one, Godzilla versus Kong. I think by that point,
I've seen that one.
You know, you know where these films are going. It is literally,
what I will say,
and should
is,
be about the monsters and fighty fighty, smashy smashy.
My son really enjoyed that movie. He loves big monster smashy smashy.
It's fucking stupid. Everything in it. Even I was sitting there with you on this new film, this film, and just going, "What the fuck is going on?"
It's ridiculous
because it is. It's meant, there's one point you think Kong and Godzilla are literally going to high five. They're like, yes, team up.
Yes. There's also a bit, I think this sums up the movie in terms of the human characters, where it was so tropey. It's like there's basically there's an argument between two characters. One of them going, something bad's about to happen. And the other one going, no, it fucking isn't. You're like, the no, it isn't guy's going to get eaten now.
It is pretty explosive,
and he gets eaten. And you're like, this is going to happen. Yeah.
As bad as you think this is written, this is fucking Shakespeare compared to Kings and Monsters, pretty much. At least that they tried, there's a relationship between Rebecca Hall's character, the doctor woman, and the adopted daughter. I was like, okay, that is something in this film that has been missing through definitely the first film. The first film was a bit different because it had the father-son relationship. You have no idea what I'm talking about there.
No clue.
And then there was a husband-wife relationship. It was a bit more focused on what was going on with the people. Then it gets really outlandish.
Mm.
And it's funny when you watch, we've watched Shin Godzilla recently, which is a very different Godzilla film. And recently Godzilla Minus One came in.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Haven't seen it yet.
I might watch that though.
Good luck trying to find it because I'm not releasing it yet.
Oh, right, okay.
On physical media anyway. It's that's the Japanese are making that, and they make their Godzilla films are very differently to what a US market makes their Godzilla films.
Yeah.
So what we've ended up with is this big popcorn, very bright, very visual effects heavy, which, by the way, I didn't think was awful.
No, there's a lot of visual effects, and I think you're right. They're okay, yeah.
Certain people know what kind of film they're in. Dan Stevens plays an absolute blinder.
I didn't realise. So Dan Stevens' character of Trapper, the vet / dentist, the kaiju vet / dentist, he just sort of plops into the movie like you should know who he is. So and I was there was yeah. me thinking you're like,
so he's
like,
in the other movies,
other movies then. And Dave's like, No, he's a new one. How? There's no explanation whatsoever of who he is.
You don't need it. He's that confident.
I would say you don't need it because there's no fucking storyline for him.
True. That is true. But he does best what he does, what he has.
It's another one of those movies where the humans don't really need to be there.
You're wrong. yes, you're right. But at least in this one, and Dan Stevens.
Adam Wingard.
Last film they made together?
The Guest. Good film. I like that.
So it's nice seeing them together. And Anne Wingard made the last Godzilla film.
He did
Godzilla
the Godzilla
film,
versus Kong, didn't he? Yeah.
See, so we've got a bit continuity now. At least he's carrying on the story. What we learned in Godzilla versus Kong with this underground
story?
World. The inner earth.
What story?
That the Titans have been around for thousands of years and they were protecting humans and whatnot and they were here before us and now they're rising. Honestly, if this was a real life and monsters did roam the earth, shoot me now. I don't want a big crab thing to eat me or whatever it is. I mean, Rome's getting fucked in this. Rio gets fucked. It's going to turn into rubble eventually once these
literally every city is just destroyed at this point, right?
Thousands of people's died.
Yeah. Oh,
thousands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I remember a few years ago when the Man of Steel happened, and people got angry about they weren't really representing the human death or what was happening. It was just building, yeah. smashing. I mean,
the entire population of Rome is dead now.
Gone.
Yeah.
Rio. Gone.
Yeah. Oh God.
But, and this is the big one.
Mm.
I had fun with this one.
Do you know what?
Oh, God, tell me you liked it, because yesterday I did not get that feeling.
I enjoyed it more than Frozen Empire.
Yeah, good.
It didn't drag. Like, you know, at no point did I look at my watch. It's exactly the same length as Frozen Empire, and I didn't look at my watch once. You know, admittedly, I had no fucking clue what was going on, and
I
also thought it was really stupid in lots of places, but I had fun watching it.
Once the things start beating each other up, and they, yeah. You know, there are a few fights in this. And like, Kong fights lots of other gorillas. So I'm about to say monkeys, but you tell me off for monkeys.
They're not monkeys. Monkeys have tails, Dave.
Go. I know. I've learned. Gorillas. So there's lots of smashy, buddy. Smashy.
Apes.
Can I not say gorillas?
You say gorillas, yeah?
Yeah, it's good. I know. I've learned. I've learned from after watching all the bloody
apes movies.
Planet of the Apes films.
Yeah.
Not to call them monkeys. And I thought there's enough plotting along of set pieces to keep you entertained throughout the film.
Yeah.
Yes, you're 100% right. What the human beings were doing, which what they were looking up for most of the film, but sometimes I just didn't feel they were looking up high enough or how big the fucking creatures were.
Yeah, true.
They were like just looking up like...
Yeah, there's a like baby. A shelf. There's a baby Kong, essentially, in this movie.
Yes.
Who is three times as high as a human. So just imagine how big a fucking actual Kong is.
Like, is that how big we were saying that baby Kong was?
I think that baby, from what I could tell, that baby Kong was taller than a tree at one point. So right. I would say they're kind of three, it's like three humans high.
Okay, that is good.
Because, you know, Kong, like, there's one point where the little girl touches Kong's finger, and his, like, finger is bigger than her, basically. So They're fucking massive.
Kong's got much bigger since Skull Island as well, which
really
is good. Because once you first meet Skull in Skull Island, you're like, he's big, but how's he going to take on Godzilla, who is massive?
And this at this point, he's about as big as Godzilla, right?
Kind of... Yeah, I think they said in the last one that the first film, Skull Island, is set in like the Vietnam War, pretty much.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. And then they say something to Godzilla and Kong, like, oh, yes, he's grown.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, oh, that's covered that.
Well, that's covered that good bit, yeah.
Well done.
He also appears to be the hardest motherfucker of all the kind of...
Oh, like, big axe.
He beats the shit out of all the other apes. Including the one who's supposed to be the big bad. He dispatches him in about 2 seconds, really, doesn't he?
I was expecting a little bit more, to be honest, from the everyone's afraid of this big baddie. It's just like a different kind of gorilla with longer arms who can control another titan with...
Yeah. An ice Godzilla, sort of.
But what's he throwing around to control the ice Godzilla
thing? I don't
really
know, mate.
No one...
They say he controls him with pain.
Oh, it seems to be controlling him. Yeah.
Like, Rebecca Hall's character somehow reads the hieroglyphics. Like,
she does amazing.
Who
I think
fucking wrote those hieroglyphics? I would know it. She basically explains this whole story. She's the exposition through the whole thing. But how the fuck her character knows any of this stuff?
She must have learnt from the talk from the silent girl.
Yeah,
because the people
so
that are down there. Again, we should probably say at the beginning of this film. Spoilers.
Iwi. They're called the Iwi, right?
The Iwi. They don't talk. They all can read minds and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they're telepathic.
So there's one point, Richard's 100% right. People just stand around and look at each other. There's no subtitles for like a few minutes and they're just nodding at each other. And then Rebecca Hall's like, oh, they can read each other's minds. And then she can somehow read what they're thinking. And these people...
I don't think she can read what they're thinking.
Well, I don't know.
The little girl can read
what
they're thinking and then can sign to Rebecca Hall what they're thinking.
But how can the people down there... know what the humans are like? Rebecca Hall, they must be able to speak English or understand their thoughts.
I haven't got a fucking... Mate, if you're picking holes in this plot, there's some
whoppers.
Because
there's one point when she goes... Rebecca Hall goes to... After Brian...
Brian Tyree Tyler Henry, Wade,
insults the people down there. She's like, they can understand English. And I was like, how the fuck are they? They've been down there for... I have no idea what you're speaking. Is it all done by memory?
I don't know. But isn't there a bit like you were saying? So the Iwi people and Mothra and the other Titans are on the next layer down, right? So there's another layer underneath the layer.
Yes.
Fucking somehow that still somehow has daylight. But they were saying they're trying to get up through that layer so they can get to the next layer to get to Earth.
Yes.
But that you pointed out they already had because they already got up there and destroyed the base.
Yes.
So what were they trying to... They'd already been there? So what are they trying to do?
they look like they're in like a mine. They're digging for something, right? In the underground lava cave.
Well, I don't know.
Honestly, I don't know. But I was thinking about this last night. I was like, Kong goes up and down during the whatever it is, the portal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those other monkeys that... trying to find
not
a way
monkeys
out. Oh, fuck, I've done it. Gorillas, apes. They already know their way out. You're right, they've destroyed the base. All they have to now is find, go where Kong uses. They're already... Why do they need Godzilla and Kong to...
They don't. Get
why do they need to find the centre of that pyramid bit that
no
they're
idea
calling help for?
Not a clue. I'm trying to do a synopsis for this because I genuinely didn't have a clue what was going on. I saw some smashy smashies. I thought, yes, fine.
I now think you don't have to.
Okay,
and I think it taught me, that's what, I've now rewatched Kings of the Monsters, Godzilla 2, and I still think it's rubbish because the the characters, the human characters, they're just so fucking dumb.
But surely they're dumb in this too, right?
No, I think Rebecca Hall's got some sense about her. And I think that storyline between her and her adopted daughter is beautiful, and at the end when she decides what she decides, I think, ha, we've got some actually human characteristics development going on here.
But it's so one note though, isn't it? It's
I will take one note at this point of these films, Rich.
Okay, all right then.
Rebecca Hall is a wonderful actress.
I think she does very well in this.
I think everyone in this film is pretty much what they're given. I think they do very well.
Yeah, I agree. At no point did I think, oh, that's a terrible performance. Like, even like Trevor from EastEnders.
Trevor from EastEnders.
Alex Ferns, who's called Miguel or Mikel.
Oh, I love that. Still looks like he's got a Scottish accent.
What? He's Scottish. Why is it called Miguel? I think it's Mikel. I'm sure there's actually, Scottish but, people. You know, I saw there's Scottish people called Mikel. Mikel yeah. in, you know, Russian Scots or something. Anyway, but yeah. He's fine. He's basically like Anger from Inside Out.
And obviously, you know, there's a Godzilla crab fight, and then there's a Godzilla Arctic fight as well, with the water thing with the submarine around.
Oh yeah, there so is. Isn't there?
There's stuff going on here, and Godzilla charging himself up.
Yeah, you know, yeah. He goes and eats a nuclear power plant, doesn't he? And evolves. He's evolved.
Yeah.
Into Godzilla with pink stuff.
Because the monkey was going to be that scary. And I just...
It just wasn't.
Not
there,
monkey.
Was
ape. Gorilla. Fuck. I'm so sorry.
If there's any apes listening, you're really offending them now, Dave. You know...
I know. It's ridiculous. I just think, going into these films, I think if you're expecting something smart and clever, then this film's not going to be for you. But if you know
Mate,
what you're going
if
into...
If you're going
I think
into this expecting any sort of basic plot, this isn't going to be for you. If you just want to go in and sit for a couple of hours in the dark and watch two massive things beat the shit out of each other, this is for you.
Yeah.
And so if you're eight, then yeah, fair enough. You know, or if you're just in that mood where you need to watch that sort of thing, fine. It does what it does what it does. And like I say, better than Frozen Empire.
And it's great on the cinema. It is. It's big screen, 3D. I thought the 3D was really good. I really did.
I didn't
really
notice
got into it. Really got
I
into
think
it.
Maybe that's probably like, that's the best compliment I can give it, is I didn't really notice the 3D. So,
yeah. Because the last film I didn't see in the cinema, it came in around that COVID-y time when cinemas weren't really open. If they were, it's best not to go to it because you didn't want to get COVID. So I remember they did a home release for it as well, and you paid like 15 quid to watch it on your
I didn't do that. We waited until it came on streaming, and then me and George watched it together.
This guy paid for it. And I believe I did a review on it on Jumpcast at the time. And it's that big and stupid. This is bigger and stupid.
Yeah, I would say so.
I mean, if you would put that on the poster.
Yeah.
Like, it's also going like gangbusters at the box office.
Is it really? What's the money looking like?
A total worldwide at the moment of $209 million.
Ooh.
And it's been out a bit less than $209
million. Well, yeah, it came out a week after Ghostbusters.
It is the third highest grossing film at the point.
Frozen Empire.
So we're talking about this a bit before released out of the podcast episode, and it's only behind Kung Fu Panda and Dune Part 2 at the moment.
So what was its budget like?
Its budget, $135 million.
So potentially around the area of maybe profit, because I wouldn't imagine the marketing has been massive for this. It's not like Ghostbusters, which has been everywhere. I've not seen tons of Godzilla times Kong marketing.
This has been out less than a week now.
Yeah, that's pretty good going, isn't it?
At the time of recording. It's going to do okay. It's definitely, there seems to be an audience for it.
Oh God, we're going to get another one, aren't we?
I think we will. And would you watch it? I don't know if they're going to do another Godzilla times Kong one. At some point, they're going to go their separate ways again. Because they've both, like Godzilla's got so many bad guys and other monsters that they can go into. I know they've done a few of them already, but there's stuff to go to. Kong, I mean, he's now with his people.
Yeah.
You know, Skull Island's not a thing anymore. It's been wiped out or something, you said, in the rain. I don't know if
I
understood that correctly. I'm gone. Not quite sure.
I don't really know either.
Rotten Tomato, we'll have a quick game.
Okie dokie.
And we'll work higher or lower. So the first film, Godzilla in 2014.
Bear in mind, I've never seen it.
Oh, yeah, good point. Shall I just tell
you? Yeah, just tell me.
Okay, the critics was 76.
Okay.
And the audience was 66.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Kings and the Monsters.
Again, I've never seen it, so I don't
never
know.
Never seen it. Critics, 42%. Hey,
I agree with you.
That was me. That was me at the time. Yeah. Audience, 83%.
Oh, they don't agree with you.
They don't agree with me.
No.
Oh yeah, that I might have done in the wrong order, but it doesn't matter.
You have, yeah. Didn't Skull Island?
Yeah, because I missed out. Skull Island. Mm. Skull Island. Have you seen that one?
No.
Mate, this one's good, but I think it's quite scary for a kid. So watch it before you.
Oh,
watch
George will love it then.
There's loads of really freaky creatures in it. There's a yeah, great. Critics is 76%. Audience is 69%. I think they've got that wrong, personally. Godzilla versus Kong, 2021.
Okay. Do you want me to guess? What that is?
Yeah, now we're at
48% critics.
For critics?
And then like 60-odd for audience.
Mate, you're well out of this. Okay. 76% for critics.
What? For Godzilla versus Kong? Fucking hell, 91%
mate. For audience.
91! Fuck off. Wow, okay. All right, then.
What do you think for this one? It's only been out for a few days, so it's only got slightly less reviews, but...
I don't know. That's really blown my mind now. Critics, I'll go with 66%. And audience obviously loved it, so 83%?
Critics is 54%.
Okay, that's
currently.
That's better and audience than I is would 90, put it, but you know.
And 93%.
93!
Mate, this is a big, big, dumb movie.
Fucking hell.
Someone's put Ollie Richards from Time Out. If you want to see massive creatures leveling cities, then exactly what you get. If you're looking at anything more than that, well, you should know by now that this, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah, true.
And it's this is 100% what it is. You know, there's no beating around the bushes. It is a big, big, dumb, popcorny film. It's, you mean, you're not coming here for the writing and character development, even though there is a bit slightly at the end.
Is there?
Yes, Rich, there is.
I must have missed, I must have been nodded off for that bit.
It's beautiful at the end and we're together and she sign languages it and you think, oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, that bit.
The lizard and the gorilla are getting
that
on.
That was always going to happen, on. Though. Come on. Like, yeah, anyway. Yeah, okay.
It's, man, I was surprised that I enjoyed it as much as I came out with a, I was like, you know what? Maybe it was the day. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed sitting next to you and watching you have the wildest time with it.
I've got to be honest. Whilst it isn't a movie for me, and I definitely didn't think it was good, it's also quite fun. And most of the people in it aren't taking it too seriously. You know, it's a fun thing. I get really bored of the smashy, smashy.
It gets very smashy.
It gets very smashy, smashy. And... I thought ultimately it's quite pointless, but again, better than Frozen Empire. So
we can't let go of that. It's been a few weeks now.
I can't let go. I can't let go of the disappointment.
Are you going to watch the TV series now on Apple?
I might go back and watch the other Monarch. Movies with George, maybe.
I think you should.
Okay.
Because yes, the first one is directed by Gareth Edwards.
Okay.
From Monster.
Yeah, yeah.
And, Creator and Rogue One, and it's got Aaron Taylor Johnson in it. It's got a good Halo jump. It's a lot more down and gritty and
okay.
Darker.
Right,
very lot of it. As in not in a lot of it is at night.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Visually like darker.
Most of the last two films we watched here, this one and Godzilla's.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of light fighting in the deserts and very daylighty. I don't know if that makes it scarier or not. I haven't really made my mind up on that.
Makes me. Think about all the people that must have died in the cities that get destroyed.
Destroyed.
Because, you know, they're not hiding away or anything like that. It's not in... Yeah. Anyway.
So Skull Island is set in the Vietnamese War.
Vietnam War, yeah.
Vietnam. Sorry. And then Kings of the Monsters is about them finding more of the Titans and kind of waking them up as well. And then there's like this road journey for these...
Okay.
They have a big, stupid
getting
airplane.
Getting a band of monsters back together.
Yeah, it starts getting really ridiculous. And then obviously Godzilla versus Kong is when eventually those two titans meet and fight on a boat for a while. And then there's the big mecha Godzilla, which has the brain of another titan from Kings of Monsters.
Right. Yeah.
And then you get to this, and I think there is development there.
George
really,
was quite excited about Kong having a metal hand in this
that
one.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was a thing doesn't make any sense.
A lot of it's very convenient.
Yeah. A lot of it's very stupid as well. Like, he's a vet who doesn't appear to know how frostbite works.
Yes. He's also, I'm just going to go back to the ship, which took them 2 days to get away from in the first place, and loads of monsters to get the thing and come back. And you're like,
yeah, I'll just fly back with this metal glove that I appeared to just brought with me for no reason.
A weird 80s soundtrack, whether it was neon.
Yeah.
It's weird. It is mental, but not in a good
mental,
way, not in a bad way.
Makes no sense. It's completely pointless. There's any dialogue in it is just rubbish. But yeah, it's fun. So, yeah.
Unequal sequel, and what would you rate it?
I think it's a pretty equal sequel to the last one, really.
Like, I think it's very similar to the last one.
Being stupid and fun. So, yes. Yeah. And then in terms of out of 7, like 3.5?
Well, I'm going to have to go 4.5 because I gave him Frozen Empire 3.5. So,
what did I give Frozen Empire? 2.5, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3.5. Yeah, that makes sense.
I'll go 4.5.
That makes you a positive review from you.
I think it's a positive. If anything, it's a positive review from you because I thought you were going to fucking hate it. I really
didn't like it. I didn't hate it. It's just a thing that I happened to live through.
And that's fun to be had. And I think you could rewatch it. I think there's going to be enjoyment to be had in the future. I think it's an easy watch. It's definitely you can just turn your mind off and be like, play.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
And then if you're watching and think, did I miss something there? You didn't. It's just the script and the plot. Don't worry about it. Carry on.
Did I miss
something
there? Yes, the script and the plot. You won't have missed
no
much.
No biggie.
Because there ain't one.
At some point, somebody will try and eat something.
If you're wondering if you've missed something here,
oh, we're so good at this.
Then when you say we, you mean me, right? Yeah. Then go back and listen to all our previous episodes. You'll know you won't have missed anything then. And while you're doing it, hit the download button, hit the auto subscribe button thingy. We'll drop into your pod player of choice every single week. We have announced season 6 is coming in May.
It's coming in May.
Whether we're ready
what
or
day
not.
Day in May? Late May.
Sometime in May.
May.
Season 6 is coming.
May.
So yeah, make sure you've hit the subscribe button by then because you will want to tune into that. We have got some incredible guests. So make sure you join us for that one. Let us know what you thought of Godzilla Times Kong, the new empire.
I really hate that as well.
Me too.
I really hate it.
Yeah, let us know what you thought. Maybe you really enjoyed it, maybe really hated it. Let us know. Safe space for your opinions. We want to hear them. Get on the social medias and let us know. We're on all of them. Just search Unequal Sequel on your favorite social media of choice, and I'm sure we'll be there. You can either send us an email, unequalsequel@hotmail.com. If you really, really love us, if you want to hear all the extra stuff we're doing at the moment, then get yourself onto anotherslice.com/unequalsequel, where you can join us for Box Set Mentality, for Disenfranchised, and for loads of extra bits. When we release a season 6, there will be extra bits, sequels to all the episodes, so you'll get even more stuff from us. Do it. It's good.
Yes, come and join us on another slice.
Join us. Become a special slicer. Oh,
that's not going to do it, is it? It sounds like we're a cult or something.
I wish I had their numbers.
Yeah, me too. Thanks, everyone. Next week is the roundup week, so please send in all your thoughts of Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, Kung Fu Panda 4, Godzilla versus Kong.
No, Godzilla times Kong.
Oh, fucking hell. Who gives a shit? This is the year of rubbish names. Anyway, yes, Three Colors White and Pan, that prequel original Pan film everyone
Pan.
Didn't see in 2015. So, it's a bye-bye from me. Bye-bye. And it's a bye-bye from him.
Bye!
See you in the next one. Sequel to this one. We will see you in May.
Yeah, we will. For season 6.
There'll be sunshine. There'll be cocktails. I'll be much happier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, I've said see you in May, but I realise that we'll be seeing them in the next week's roundup.
Yeah, we're seeing the roundup first, and then, yeah.